Chapter 1. Edwina Michelle Mitchell, Eddie to her friends and anyone who wanted to keep their front teeth, stepped into the kitchen and smiled when she saw Sophia lip-locked to one of her lovers. She stood, enjoying the happiness her friend found. Less than 2 weeks earlier, Sophia had met Mal and Jack, and for the first time in the 12 years Eddie had known her, Sophia was truly happy. She must have made a noise because they broke apart, Sophia blushing, Mal smiling and arrogant. Morning, you two. I would say good, but I am sure after that kiss it's already been a good morning. Sophia wiggled out of Mal's grasp, her fair skin flushing with embarrassment. Eddie, I didn't know when you would be up. I thought you'd get up early, but then again, your normal time is noon at home, so... She glanced at the clock and saw that it was 7. You are right on time. Eddie laughed, unperturbed. She liked to sleep in, and for that reason alone, she loved her career as a fitness instructor. It gave her a lot of freedom when and where she worked. She did not like being tied down. Yeah, the last time I was up this early was in college. Seriously? Disbelief filled Sophia's voice. I seem to remember all your classes were scheduled no earlier than 10. Eddie frowned. That is early. How can someone who grew up on a ranch hate the morning so much? It's because I grew up on a ranch that I hate mornings. She shuddered dramatically, causing Sophia to laugh. God wouldn't have allowed the snooze button to be invented if he thought we should be up at dawn. Mal slipped his arm around Sophia's waist and gave her a loud, smacking kiss. I've got to get to work. Have a good day, ladies. Once he left them alone, Eddie whistled. Lord, woman, when you go alpha, you go big. He doesn't have any extra brothers or cousins, does he? Sophia laughed. No, none that you would be interested in. Eddie snorted. She didn't have a particular type, but she preferred a fun man. Not that she was a slut, but she definitely could handle a little flirting. Her spirits had been off a bit the last few months. How do you know? Too young. Eddie pursed her lips and contemplated her sexual dry spell. It had been a long time. How young? 16. She shook her head. Damn, jailbait. With a sigh, she headed to the fridge. I will console myself with some yummy, fresh fruit. What are your plans today? Eddie shrugged, not really knowing what to say. She had flown to Honolulu on a whim. The last few weeks in Texas at her brother's dude ranch had driven her crazy. Or that was what she was telling herself. It seemed as if during the last year, she had been more restless than usual. She could not seem to get settled, no matter where she was. Even now, just hours after she had arrived on her 8-plus-hour flight, she was ready to do something. Or somebody. Unfortunately, she had lacked in that department, something she planned on rectifying as soon as possible. How about the beach? I thought I would just chillax today, get over the jet lag. Sophia rolled her eyes. You are trying to kill me, right? Eddie looked over at her friend and laughed. She was not a sun worshiper for a good reason. Red-headed and fair-skinned, without SPF 4000, she burned. Why did you hook up with a couple of Hawaiians if you wanted nothing to do with the sun? The smile that curved Sophia's lips told Eddie everything she needed to know. Just sort of happened. Eddie shook her head. You can stay home. I know my way around the island. Sophia's chin came up, and Eddie tried not to laugh. It was the traditional take-no-prisoners look she had used when she still worked for Nouveau Resorts. She should have known better than to even say anything. The woman took everything on as if it was a challenge, and Sophia loved challenges. No, I have an umbrella and a lot of sunscreen, but we have to go up on the other side of the island. Box jellyfish are here today. Eddie nodded as she pulled out a container of fresh pineapple. She opened it, and a wave of sweet tartness filled her senses. Damn, fresh Hawaiian pineapple. Can't get better than this. I can't eat pineapple anywhere but in Hawaii. It always tastes stale when I buy it on the mainland. I'll leave you to your breakfast while I get ready. Eddie knew better than to say anything as Sophia walked away. Of the three friends, Sophia was the girly girl. Her makeup was always perfect, and she never had a hair out of place. Although, Eddie thought, she liked the curly hair she now had. And she looked happy. It had been a long time since she had seen her friend look so content. Eddie sat at the small kitchen table and started eating the pineapple, thinking about her last trip to Hawaii. God, that had been fun. She had met up with Drew and Sean. They'd been here on R&R. It only took a quick phone call to convince her to join them for a weekend of fun in the sun and crazy sensual pleasure in bed. Even thinking about it had her body warming. She could just remember the way it felt to have Drew and Sean share her. She sighed, but those days were over. She hadn't heard from either of them for 4 years, so she figured they had found wives and settled down. Damn shame, because they had been two of her favorite booty calls. She pushed away ideas of her old lovers and decided it was best to focus on finding a man to have a vacation fling with. Drew Masterson looked out over Hanama Bay and drew in a deep breath. He was free. Free of any kind of obligation to the military, to anyone at the moment. It was almost scary to think, for the first time in 20 years, he had no plans. "Are you going to stand there all day?" Sean Childress asked. He glanced at his best friend. They had been tight since boot, survived not one or two tours, but three together. In 20 years of bumping from one assignment to the next, they had spent a lot of time together. Since neither of them had a family to speak of, they ended up celebrating holidays together. Both of them had just started their terminal leave and decided to make a trip back to Hawaii to celebrate.
"I'm taking it easy. Nice to know that I have nowhere to go, and no one will be calling me back to duty."
Sean smiled. "Damn straight. Of course, we both need to figure out what to do with our lives." Drew nodded, but they both had time to figure that out. Neither of them had married, and through deployments and bonuses, had enough money to relax. They had an idea of setting up a diving business since both of them had earned their instructor's licenses. Neither of them had met a woman they wanted, had anyone waiting for them. Of course, he doubted either of them would pick one woman. The one woman they wanted didn't want to settle down with the two of them. Of course, she never really said that, but any time they mentioned wanting more, she disappeared. Except for that last time. That time, she had seen them to the airport off to Afghanistan. Just thinking about her made him think he saw her. A tall redhead was walking beside a lean, dark-haired, stunning woman. The hot pink bikini showed off the sculpted muscles, the curve of her breasts. The tight little athletic body was one he remembered. He had touched, tasted that flesh. He cocked his head to the side, watching her. The way she walked, all purpose, as if she always had somewhere to go, was just like Eddie. The inky hair that spilled over her shoulders was different. Eddie had kept hers short. Drew used to love nuzzling her neck, feeling her shiver as he kissed the sensitive flesh just below her ear. As the two women drew closer, he frowned. The mannerisms were all Eddie, efficient and sexy. He allowed his gaze to travel down her body, and he saw the ankle tattoo. Then he heard her laugh. It danced over his senses, and the memories of their last few days together came rushing back. He would never forget the way she loved to laugh, in and out of bed.
"Holy shit." Sean looked up at him.
"What?"
"I might be wrong, but I think Eddie Mitchell is over there. Sean's head whipped around in the direction of the two women. He popped up off his beach chair. Holy shit, it is her! Drew squinted. His sight wasn't as good since the last explosion he'd dealt with. He'd lost some of his vision in his right eye, but he'd been 6 months away from his 20 years, so the Marines let him serve time and get out. There was no doubt about it. That was Eddie Mitchell. He knew her like he knew the back of his hand. "What do you think she's doing here?" Sean asked. Drew shrugged. "There's no telling with her." That was the truth. The woman didn't like to be tied down. She never had plans, never had a goal, other than to experience life. It was something he envied from the time he met her, years earlier. She was so free-spirited, and a part of him knew the reason he went back to her time and again was that he craved her energy. "Let's go." He glanced over at Sean. "What? We need to go say hi." He wanted to, but he didn't know if he could keep his hands off her if he did. And he wasn't the man he had been years ago. In fact, he worried what she thought about the pockmarks left over from shrapnel. Sean didn't want to wait, apparently. He trudged off in the sand, and Drew had to double time it to keep up. As they approached, he watched Eddie pull out a beach towel, toss it out on the sand. She plopped down and laid out, ready to soak up the sun. God, she looked good. He had known that she would grow into those big blue eyes. Her flesh shimmered, glowed. He curled his fingers into his palms. He wanted to touch, to feel, to taste. He knew exactly what it would be like. He didn't think there was a part of her he hadn't had his hands on, or his mouth. Shit. He felt his cock harden as the memories of that last weekend together came rushing back to the forefront of his mind. The square-legged swimming trunks he wore would leave little to the imagination. As they neared, the redhead frowned in their direction and said something to Eddie. Eddie glanced over at them, then stilled. She whipped off her sunglasses and squinted at them. They stopped just a few feet from her. The scent of salt water mixed in with the coconut smell of tanning oil brought back too many memories to suppress. He always thought of her when he smelled it. She said nothing, so he said, "Hey, Eddie, how are tricks?"